The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Is Real Gutierrez, Emily Kaplan, Tim Kalishaw, Bill Plaschke. Hey, Bill. Anything going on around Los Angeles today? Anything?
Not much. You know, getting ready for that Space Jam 2 premiere.
Come on. Can't wait. Here's some music. Making sense of the Lakers out today. Let's go.
Actually, Space Jam
2,
a new legacy?
Space Jam, a new legacy. Yes, Emily. Thank you for pointing that out. How dare you, Plaschke,
over here.
How dare you? Something to think about as we dive in here. Does the sun get enough credit? Nuclear fusion incandescence radiating energy, spawning all life. Do the Suns get enough credit too? Devin Booker, first playoff series, beat LeBron, scored 47 in LA to do it. All right, I want all in on that. In a second, first, the tiny question we lead off today's program with. Is this the end for LeBron James? Do you find yourself thinking, after the championship last year and the 7-day turnaround and the high ankle sprain, which he said he'd never be back 100% from, to the way the team finished this series, Dave is sadly limping off and down 29, like 3 seconds into the game. Bill, is it okay to wonder if this is the start of the end of LeBron James?
It's not only okay to wonder, Tony, it is a fact. This is the beginning of the end of LeBron James. He can no longer carry a team on his back in the postseason. He needs help. They had two chances without Anthony Davis. They got blown out twice. They were -3 yesterday in the biggest game of the season with him on the court. He's not driving as much as he did. His 47% of his shots are from three-point range or longer, and that's the most in 7 years for him. He's not getting to the foul line. He doesn't have the push. He can inspire in spurts. He can inspire in moments, but he can't carry him like he used to carry him. This is the end of it for him.
Israel Gutierrez, I'll bring you in here. Is that all a bit dramatic to you, that this is the start of the end of LeBron?
Well, it depends on what the start of the end means, because about a third of the way through this season, we could still have the argument that he was the best player in the game and was still deserving of a potential MVP consideration. So to drop off from that slightly, okay, fine, it's the beginning of the end. And what that means is, yeah, he can't do it for the entirety of a regular season, and he can't do it as the primary contributor for the course of the playoffs. So we already kind of knew that with this team. Their offense wasn't really there. Defensively, they were really good. Offensively, they were not there. He needs more help in that respect, but we already knew that. I don't think that this was a championship favorite going into this year. It just seemed like there's some parity out there, so maybe they could pull it off again. We knew they needed help. Now we just know they need a lot more help and a lot of help from Anthony.
Emily Kaplan, please join us.
Yeah, I think this is an inflection point in his career. As recently as last year, we were celebrating him saying, wow, look at him win a championship at 35, rewriting the rules for aging athletes. And now the discourse is such, well, he's aging, so therefore he's going to be more injury prone. And as Bill said, he can't lead a team on his own. I do think it is interesting that last night in his press conference, he started shouting out these 23 and under stars in the league. Ja Morant, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Luka. He did conspicuously miss Trae Young, which just feels very on brand for Trae Young. But it does feel like this passing of a torch. It's no longer his league. The young stars are taking over.
And Tim Kalishaw, did you find that all convenient, that LeBron is now welcoming in the next generation? Or was it somewhat magnanimous? And how do you view the end of this season for Los Angeles?
I think he's being kind of magnanimous. And I just look at 18 years of carrying teams and carrying them a long way. We used to talk about any team that went to the finals 2 years in a row, they're going to be dead the next year. They're not going to have any legs. He went to 9 and 10 years. And even this year, it ends in June. I don't know how much time off he's really, right, really getting this year. But what Plaschke said is right. We saw that burst in the third quarter. Okay, he's going to the basket again. And then we saw him calling to go to the bench. He is human. He can't do that for 40 minutes a night. And he can't do it with that team that he had surrounding him. So beginning of the end, that might mean two or three more really good seasons, but it's getting close.
Plaschke, you want to add something?
Yeah, Tim made a great point. When they needed him the most, when they had a comeback in the fourth quarter, the crowd, I was there, the crowd's going crazy. They got it down to within 10 points. He's on the bench. He's wiped out. He's gassed. I just think this is a different LeBron. He's still a great LeBron. He's just not.
Well, let me ask you this. We had a conversation yesterday before we went on air, and it's a legitimate conversation because you had LeBron after the game saying it's Space Jam 2 for him this summer, not the Olympics, which I think is a joke, and it's a legitimately good joke. But there's him walking off the court with 5 minutes left in Game 5. There's the no handshakes on the court last night, but then a jersey exchange with Booker. It's a position we've never really seen LeBron. He's never gone out in the first round, that's for sure. But LeBron losing in this manner, do you have a problem with how he conducts himself in a loss, Flash?
No, I mean, he works harder than any player I've ever seen. He's in better shape. He's always focused on the court. And I think he's probably distancing himself from the events. And I think maybe he's realizing his own mortality. I think this is how he's dealing with it. He's earned the right to make a joke. He's earned the right to walk off the court. He's earned that right as hard as he plays for as long as he's played.
Tim, if it were somebody else, would they be criticized for that?
Well, no. I mean, I think he's the first that will be criticized on anything like that. I'll say this. I agree with Bill, but I was surprised. Chris Paul, longtime close friend of his, I was surprised he didn't go over there and you know, shake his hand and say, go to the finals or tell him, you know, wish him well. Now, I know he met with Booker behind closed doors, but I think we try to equate everything to the Pistons walking off the floor against the Celtics. And I just don't think this was that.
Emily Kaplan?
He's been pumping up Devin Booker in the media all year. I think he's showing his respect for him. We do hold him to unfair standards. And he's talking about being physically, emotionally, spiritually drained after the last 18 months. Let's give this guy a break and let him do his little press circuit if he wants to.
And Israel, unfair standards with staying on the court for the last 5 minutes of Game 5 or what?
I mean, he's in year 18, 4 championships, hundreds of playoff games, and a track record that lets you know, hey, it's not like he's being rude. He's not being this mean person. He's just being LeBron. He's probably already thinking about next year, to be honest.
Seeing Anthony Davis try to go last night, I want to talk about this now. It was clear 2 steps onto the court. No way. So there's the thought process behind all that, and the doctor's clearing him to play. And also the jokes at his expense, you know, the street clothes line that Charles Barkley had, or he's made out of glass, that all plays into this. So I want to measure that and also what the Lakers are thinking now, Bill Plaschke, and whether and how to build around a team Anthony Davis is going to be the lead for, if you believe LeBron's, you know, where he is in his career with his injury history. What are you hearing from Los Angeles, Bill?
This is all the Lakers are thinking about. It's all they're talking about. LeBron emphasized it after the game. And they're paying Anthony Davis $100 million to be the cornerstone of this team in the future, and they can't keep him on the court. He's got to get stronger. He's got to change his training regimen. He's got to figure out how to get his body in better shape. He's got to be tougher. He's got to be all this. And this is their whole focus this offseason is, how's he going to get stronger? How's he going to fix his body? Because if he's not right, the Lakers have no shot for many years to come. I mean, they're in big trouble. That's their whole focus, is getting him tough.
When you saw him on the court last night, Bill, what did you think? And when you heard team doctors cleared him and saw what that really was, what did you think?
I thought it's in his head that everyone thinks he's soft and he was going to try to play. He clearly shouldn't have tried to play. But there's so many other moments during the season when he could have played, in past seasons that he could have played, and he tried to make it up for it all in one night. But he shouldn't have been playing, but it's in his head, even though he says it's not, that people think he's soft. He's got to prove he's not.
Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, well, the Lakers don't have a lot of flexibility when it comes to improving, so it has to be Anthony Davis. And frankly, if you're talking about him playing 75 to 80 games in a year, he's going to put up MVP numbers. So you're fine with Anthony Davis as your centerpiece and as LeBron as your number two. I mean, it's not like all the world is on fire over there in L.A. It's just you need more from a Kyle Kuzma, or you need more from a Dennis Schroeder. And maybe those guys aren't guys that you bring back. Maybe you trade a Kuzma and you let Schroeder go. But in terms of what they have to build around, it has to be AD and LeBron. So it means AD has to play about 75 games. It's got to be their only focus.
Emily Kaplan?
Yeah, this is on AD, but it's also a question about roster construction. When you're committing 53% of your salary cap to two players, AD and LeBron, you don't have much wiggle room for mistake. When they were on the court together during the series, the team was plus 14. When they were off the court in all other situations, minus 53. And so you really just can't miss on any of the other moves. And like Montrezl Harrell's the guy I look at, wrong fit, wrong usage, and this team just can't afford that.
Tim Kalishaw.
I thought the Lakers and Davis were going for their Willis Reed moment, which is a reference from 51 years ago for you kids, that if they hoped he can just come out and hit a couple quick jumpers and the crowd and the team gets going, and he may not be able to play much, but he gives them something early, they could have used that as fuel. And instead, you could see he couldn't even run full speed up and down the court, and he couldn't stop, and he really shouldn't have even, you know, given that
a go. Well, that's what it was, because on the other side of that was the Phoenix Suns. So let's talk about that. Suns went 8-0 in the bubble last year. Then the move to get Chris Paul, and he did his usual plus 15 wins, 20 wins, whatever. The legit two seed this season, then beating the champs on their home court with their 24-year-old star scoring 47. Again, incandescence, radiating energy. Tim, tell me how the Suns did this.
Well, I mean, the thing about Devin Booker, and we've talked about him being really good, but I never thought he would just create open shots and be that comfortable launching threes over people and hitting it at that higher percentage. But I got to give it to Chris Paul last night, because he wasn't good in the first half, and I thought they need to get Payne out there. And then watching Payne in the third quarter, I thought they need to get Chris Paul back. Payne's out of control. And in the fourth quarter, Chris Paul settled everything down, despite the fact I don't think he can really shoot from beyond about 15 feet right now.
Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, CP3 comes in. He changed the culture. Devin Booker's a rising star. They didn't miss on their ancillary moves like the Lakers did. And I just want to give a shout-out to DeAndre Ayton, because I thought he was very, very strong in the series.
Israel, when you take in the Suns completely here and the rebuild, but also what they did in the series, what's the first thing that jumps out to you?
Honestly, it's Devin Booker's continued improvement, because you go from a guy who, yes, can give you moments, can give you a strong regular season, to can dominate against the defending champs in a playoff series. I think that, now he didn't dominate throughout the series, but he had enough. He had two or three games in there where you're like, wow, that's the one guy you have to focus on, and he is still getting you that many points. So I think Devin Booker, the Suns go as far as he can carry.
And Bill Plaschke.
I've been pushing for CP3 for MVP all season. He should have been the MVP. His leadership was unbelievable, especially yesterday when the crowd's going nuts and, you know, it's so hard to close out a team and he's out there with a bad shoulder. Also, as Emily said, Ayton was a very much of a revelation to me. The Suns are good. I had no idea they were this good. The Suns are going to beat the Nuggets. The Suns could beat the Jazz. They are a complete team.
Ayton versus Jokic is going to be fascinating, by the way, since you bring up. Why do you think you're going to get points for saying, I had no idea the Suns were this good? That would suggest.
Because I mean, humility.
I do love it, Plaschke. Because I know we all associate with you saying it's over, the Lakers are going to win. You did say it's over, the Lakers are going to lose on Monday.
So I get points for that. Thank you.
I want to make one last point on the Anthony Davis. And I made this earlier in the week. We mentioned Naomi Osaka taking a mental health break, and it was said if it was a hamstring pull, nobody would question it in any way. Well, now we had an injury, a groin pull, for Anthony Davis, and it was still questioned. And that, to me, team doctors, their job is to work for the team and to get you out there. And I think we saw that last night, and it's just a sad thing to see. I think all those words, street clothes jokes, that played into him, and it wasn't good for him. We'll take a break. Fire till next year.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Is tonight, the night LA goes out of the playoffs completely. Another what are we made of challenge for the Clippers. And Luka, anything is believable at this point. If I were to tell you quadruple double, you'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? Tim, who you got tonight?
I think the Staples Center is going to be wide open to host some events next week, Tony. I think there's going to be finally a time where a home team wins a game in this series. The Clippers thought they had that momentum after winning two here. They lost it all in Game 5, and Luka's healthy. That's about the end of the story.
Bill Plaschke.
How's your summer vacation looking, Tim? You can plan on it starting Sunday. When the Clippers win this thing in seven games, they will win tonight because Kawhi Leonard will guard Luka, who's shooting 31% when Kawhi is guarding him. Kawhi will guard him throughout the night. They'll shut him down.
So you admit that Kawhi Leonard is doing a good job on Luka, 31% shooting. But Luka has dominated the series. The likes of, where has that been?
Because Kawhi hasn't been guarding him.
Why not?
Now he will.
Now's the time, right?
Nobody guards anybody.
Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
So Ty Lue hasn't thought of this. Like, this is the first time.
Right. They're just going to switch until they get some better matchup there. Look, Luka Doncic has been unbelievable. According to Kevin Pelton, the Mavericks are getting the worst quality shots of any other team in the first round. And yet they're up 3-2. Why? Because that dude hits tough shots. I got the Mavericks. I wore black for an L.A. funeral.
Emily Kaplan, how are you?
The issue with putting Kawhi on Luka, even though he's been very effective at it, is that it expends too much energy and then he can't focus on offense. So they need other guys to step up, like PG. But unfortunately, I don't think he will. And I think that the home team will.
All right, 3 for Dallas. And then the guarantee the other way by Plaschke, getting back to his roots of saying a series is over.
Long summer, Timmy. Long summer.
The Nuggets running the Blazers out. Oh, the gym. Jokic is an immovable object and an irresistible force. But let's talk about where Portland goes from here.
I mean, we didn't win a championship, so obviously where we are now isn't good enough. I don't know what a shakeup looks like or what changes will be made or could be made. But obviously, as is, it wasn't good enough.
Lillard then posting, how long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meets preparation? That's a Nipsey Hussle line, Israel. What is Damian Lillard saying? What should Portland be doing?
Well, he gave them the warm and fuzzy a few years back and said, I'll be here. Well, now it's questioning that. And if you look everywhere around the league, people are saying this is a top five player in the league. So if you get him some help, he should be where these elite teams are. He should be fighting for the finals. He's putting his organization on notice.
Does that sound like an I'm leaving you demand right there, Israel Gutierrez, to you?
It sounds like get me some help, whatever you have to do. Demand.
Emily Kaplan, how do you hear it from Lillard?
I hear frustration that they've stalled, especially defensively. Look, Stotts has gotten passes in the past because the team was not healthy. They were healthy now. They lost to a team that was not healthy. So I think he should go, and in true NBA fashion, he will be fired and fail up and become the new GM.
Okay. Hot take from Kaplan. Kalishaw, how about you?
The idea of tearing up good teams always cracks me up. There are 5 teams left right now in the West. Dallas is the only one that's ever won an NBA title. These things are hard to win. And when you lose in the first round, it doesn't mean you got to blow.
Well, the first round, though. We're not talking about the conference semis or the conference finals, Kalishaw. I mean, Bill Plaschke, how about you?
Amazing. Kalishaw found a way to work in Dallas winning that world title. Yeah. Great job, Kalishaw. No, the Blazers need to trade C.J. McCollum. It's obvious. They need to sign Norman Powell, trade C.J. McCollum, get a better defensive guard. Their defense is horrendous.
Anybody want to connect dots here with Damian Lillard going to the New York Knicks or the Miami Heat or any of these other destinations that everybody... No?
Okay.
Fire Cell 3, Canadians Jets Game 2 after the way Game 1 ended and Shifley suspended 4 games and the NHL calling it a predatory hit. Shifley says that's not the case. Quote, there's a minute left in the game. We just scored. It's 1-goal game. My only thought in my mind is to prevent a goal. He's trying to get to that post. I'm trying to get to that post. And that's what happened. No malice. But here we are. Winnipeg without their guy, Emily. Buyers sell Shifley there and the suspension. And what happens now?
I've had lunch with Mark Shifley. He's a good guy. He cares about the game. He and his family do not deserve to be bullied, but he made a mistake. He let emotions get the best of him. This was a vicious hit. It left the guy concussed. The only way we can get this out of the game is through punishment. Yes, it was a little unnecessary. 4 games for a first-time suspender in the second round, but it's what needed to be done.
Israel Gutierrez?
It was vicious, but it was a split-second decision. It was not, in my opinion, predatory. It was in that final second, oh no, I'm not gonna make it there in time. What's my only option? I've gotta hit this dude. And so I think four games was a bit excessive.
Emily is shaking her head no there. Bill Plaschke, how about you?
He left his skates. He put the guy out for the series. Four games is perfect.
Yeah. I was looking at the freeze frames. I wasn't sure, Emily, if he left his skates or if he hit and then left his skates. How'd you see it, Em?
I saw that a head was the main point of contact, and that's all I care about.
Kalishaw.
I'll just say this. This is not like boarding a guy's head into the glass. This is trying to prevent a goal, and it is a split-second race. Now, he deserved to be suspended. Probably not as bad as it's being made out today.
Showdown is our main point of contact, and that's all I really care about right here. Say goodbye, Plaschke, Kalishaw. Emily, Gutierrez in showdown. Emily, who you got tonight, Winnipeg or Montreal?
I like Montreal. Winnipeg's got a lot of interest.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
T-minus 27 hours till Bucks-Nets. Some calling it the NBA Finals. It's not even the Eastern Conference Finals. Huge series, though, in this New York Times feature is not, well, playing it down. Kevin Durant and possibly the greatest basketball team of all time. Emily Kaplan, how will this series be decided?
Well, the Nets are possibly the more talented team, but I do think that it is going to come down to Steve Nash's coaching decisions. You're going to be out-rebounded. Do you put DeAndre Jordan in, even though he's rusty? How are you going to defend Giannis?
Israel?
Jump shooting. It's all going to come down to jump shooting because we know the Nets aren't getting anything at the rim. So they got to make their shots, and if the Bucks make any of theirs, they're probably going to end up winning it.
The Bucks make any shots, they're going to win. Any! I don't know about that. Point, Kaplan. Showdown 2. This is NBA referee David Guthrie, okay? And this is my question. Do we want more runway shows from our referees or less, Israel?
Oh, so much more. Congrats to David Guthrie. If I learned anything from watching Project Runway over the years, you want to go long neck. You want to make sure you give that turn. You got to go fierce.
Very, very clear. It's very, very clear that David Guthrie is a ref model, not just a model ref. Just like I'm a model reporter, not just a
give me the shoulder, though, Emily. I'm comparing shoulders here. It looks like he's got some railway underneath him. It's Israel Gutierrez.
Look, the NBA is not going to love me for this, but this play-in tournament that everybody was championing before, what did it really get us? In the Eastern Conference, it made Bradley Beal play another couple games that he probably shouldn't have to. In the Western Conference, it made Anthony Davis play a game he probably shouldn't have to, and who knows what would have happened here. And also, in the playoffs, meaning, and also it got us four less games of Steph Curry. I love Ja Morant, but he doesn't move the needle like Steph, so sorry, don't love it.
That's better, Emily. Now you're nailing it.